Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Another great season of wrestling over at Sherrard High School. It is senior night tonight, and one of the wrestling seniors for the Tigers is Jacob Hansen. Are you a little bit sad thinking about tonight? This is senior night already. Can you reflect on your 4 years wrestling in the program?
Well, it's been a long time coming down this road, and it's going to be sad to see it end, but I believe that I'll be ready for tonight, and I will do everything in my power to get a good win for our team tonight.
Well, I know you're going for a bunch this year, because I was talking to you off the air. I said, you talk about your last couple postseason, and you said, well, Jim, last year I got a concussion at regionals. The year before, I rolled my ankle late. So, you know, you lose that opportunity in your junior and sophomore years, and then you're stopped a little bit short in your freshman year, right? So you got a lot on the line here still in your senior year, right? How are you approaching this thing?
As far as I'm concerned, I'm going to just have to go out there and work my hardest. There's going to be people wanting what I want, and I'm just going to give everything I got, and I want to definitely go down to state this year as a senior.
Well, you're one of the big performances for you this season occurred pretty early, and it was great because you succeeded individually and the team succeeded, and we're talking about the Jim Boyd invite up at Riverdale. How special was that weekend for you?
That was a really good weekend. It was actually the first time that I was able to take home a first place individually and as a team.
All right, so you've been wrestling between 132 and 138 this season. We're just a couple of weeks out from postseason wrestling, February 2nd. Sherrard, by the way, will host the individual wrestling regional. What kind of goes into your decision-making as you move forward and you weave back and forth between 132 and 138? I mean, what's the final decision probably going to come down to for you?
It's probably going to come down to whether or not what kind of competition I'll have and whether or not I'll be at my maximum strength at whichever weight that I choose.
What have you liked about your game this year when you've stepped out on the mat? What have you felt really good about, and what are some areas, as we talk to you now, that you really want to, you know, fine-tune heading into the things like the Bob Mitten invite and then getting ready for the regional as well?
Number one, I think that my endurance is really good. We've got a new assistant coach. His name is Hunter Spangler. He's been busting our butts every day in the wrestling room, and it's been showing pretty well out on the mat. I would say that almost everybody that we've come up against does not have near the amount of endurance as our team does. If anything, that what I would fine-tune would be just little things, just getting certain moves down better than what I can or than what I am right now.
And I know when you look at the regional at Sherrard, and you talk about the great talent that's going to be there, and then you know it in that Byron sectional complex. I mean, you know, right? I mean, you're going to be at the top of your game. You talk about you know, one of your goals, you want to get to state this year. You know, and you know it's going to take a lot, right? And that's the challenge that you have to be excited about, especially with it starting at Sherrard, where you guys are hosting the regional that weekend.
It's going to be really tough. We got quite a few contenders, especially if we want to succeed as a team. As a team, we're going to have to be worrying about Ori and Erie and Alleman. Those three, it's going to be really tough winning team-wise. And then there's quite a few individuals that are going to make it tough on me individually and along with the rest of my team.
All right. I know the other thing here, you're talking about, you know, getting after it in the wrestling room, right? And I thought about it. I said, poor Jacob Hansen. He's had to work in that small wrestling room in his high school career, and he leaves, and they're getting a brand new wrestling room. But you have to be excited for the future of the program, too, that the investment is being made in the sport, and there's going to be a brand new wrestling room. What about that for the program, you think?
Well, I think that it's going to be a great opportunity because there's a lot of kids that will be able to come out and enjoy the sport more. Part of the reason I injured myself sophomore year was because of how small the wrestling room was. And just the bigger room, I feel there will be a lot less injuries, for one. And for two, it'll give more capability of people coming out and joining the sport. And it'll just help overall.
Well, it's been a good ride for Jacob Hansen, the Tiger, celebrating senior night for wrestling tonight. Again, they host the regional coming up on February the 2nd, and Jacob having a nice season here in 2018-2019. Again, he won the Jim Boyd invite earlier this season up at Riverdale. And we knock on wood and we say, Jacob Hansen, do not get injured here over the next month. So good luck the rest of your senior season.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.